the volume.
Happy Friday, Crackle Beverage. Let's get it popping. Oh my gosh, am I in a 101 kind of mood coming off the sickest Scotty Van bad beat of my life. I don't know the last time I have been kicked in the Austin Powers Twig and Berries by the Suns plus four and a half, wherever you shop. I don't remember the last time I've been hit like that. 47 minutes, 41 seconds. I'm ready to get it tattooed on my bad beat chest. I don't know where to begin. Chris Middleton has tied LeBron James for the most go-ahead buckets in playoff recent history. 15 on the playoffs. I'm speechless. It goes Giannis for 40 plus, and now Malcolm in the Middleton? I mean, I don't know what I saw with 2.5 minutes to go. Phoenix is up by two. 2.5 to go. They don't cover four. Middleton, it's two baskets in a row. They go up 101-99. They're talking about that being the best Giannis block since Nam. Now, the biggest block is YouTube TV pretending that we're actually watching YouTube TV in the middle of the freaking finals. We cast the under in the same game. FanDuel parlay with Giannis does not change my frustration. Chris Paul, 15 turnovers in three games. Devin Booker puts up 42 and they can't get a road win? Serenity now! I was told over 99% of the game the Suns were covering. We had a heck of a live stream. I almost threw my shoulder out, picking up a stool and getting ready to huck it. I couldn't believe what I saw. Honestly, this is the last thing I'll say, and we have no choice but to move on. The Suns are the first team in NBA history to lose a finals game, shooting better than 50% and holding their opponents to below 42. I have no choice. Lock of the day. We're going right into it, baby. I got to take the Suns on the money line. No funny business. Laying it down. Minus 172. It's a 4-point spread. 218.5 over under. Saturday night prize fight. Ain't nothing going on your Saturday except for diving in to the Suns on the money line. I'm going with a trend. I'm going with a feel. I just read you what has happened never before in NBA Finals history. And I still get a Suns team that's 14-5 against the spread after a straight up loss. Now 15-4 straight up. Following a loss, the Suns 14-5 against the spread, covering after a straight up loss. Middleton ain't at home anymore. 29 at home for Middleton, 20 in the Phoenix Heat. Chris Paul, last two games, 10 turnovers, previous five, 10 as a whole. Oh, come on, man. But I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Off game for Ayton. Series low was 6. It was in double digits the previous three. 18, 10, and 22. Bridges has had a miserable trip to Milwaukee. 7 points and 4. After the guy went ballistic in game 2 with 27. Crowder helps us with 15. And Chris Paul has a quiet night and a series low and a playoffs low with 10. So I still, because I was on the under, expected the Suns to pick up defensively, and they did. They held Milwaukee to 39 for 97 from the field. Only 7 3-pointers. Only 7 3-pointers. That's serious improvement when you think about them coming out the gate on a loss in game one with 16 threes. I'll have to double check, but I don't know if there is ever two teammates to go three and then four games in a row, 40 plus points. Giannis and Middleton are only the third pair of teammates over the last 50 years to have 40-point games, LeBron and Kyrie, against the Warriors being one of them, Kareem and Magic being another. I say all that to say this. The Suns haven't lost three games in a row all playoffs. The last time they lost two straight, it was to the Lakers. They won three in a row against the Lakers after that. They then swept Denver. They then won two straight against the Clippers. Three from LA. They took the soul out of the NBA MVP and the Denver Nuggets. Four straight started out against Christopher's ex, the Clippers, with two. I'm ready to bet my middle nut at the Suns win game five. And what have the Suns done at home? They've lost twice the whole playoffs. The whole playoffs. They lost game two to the Lakers at home. They lost one game to the Clippers at home. And that was a 116-102. Paul George going for 40. Not trying to call it a theme here. I'm just saying. The pendulum has swung. Milwaukee's ridiculous at home. They don't lose at home. I mean, you think about the Nets series. They won 3 and 4 at home. They won 5 at home. They lost game one at home to the Hawks. And they swept Miami. That's it. One loss this playoffs at home. And Trey went over 40. I can't even make it up. Look, I'm taking a trend here. I'm taking a team that doesn't lose often in a row. And if you remember back to Monday's podcast, that they are the number one team, according to team rankings, in the league after a loss. They're 19-7. That's 73% for a Costco sample of the year. I love the Suns at home. They're covering, but I'm not even touching it. My lock from the gambling heart. Suns over Bucks game five. And yes, I am double Costanza dipping because I'd be out of my mind not to. Big time purchase. I'm getting the Suns minus 145 to win the series. Second lock of the day. Booyakasha. Let's keep it shwing moving. All right, FanDuel same game parlay. Same game, because this is a weekend unlike last, where we had McGregor, where we had England and Italy, where we had Copa America. Welcome to July sports. Staying on the Suns. Adding in with the Suns on the money line. Christopher State Farm, do less commercials on your day off, Paul, to get 15 plus points, 6 plus assists. Couple that with the Suns on the money line, we are almost at even money minus 108. That's 108 down to win 100 on the FanDuel same game parlay section. Do not forget, if you are listening in a legal state, to use promo code Monaco. You will literally get 30 to 1 on your first time deposit. Chris Paul at home is a different beast. 32-23 in game one and game two. Against the Bucks. 8 assists, 9 assists. All well above 6. In the finals as a whole, he's averaging 21-8-3. You know, trying to cross up Giannis at the end of the game. Very ill-advised compared to Chris Paul's style. He tried to do a little bit of too much. But all I know is that when Chris Paul is plus in the plus-minus category, the Suns are undefeated in the playoffs. And we're coming off a game where Devin Booker passed Rick Barry for the most points in the first time ever playoff run. He's over 500 big ones. Look, this series is right down the middle. I'm not going to lie to you, baby. Little Vince Vaughn with it. 692 points for the Suns, 693 for the Bucks. But if you say to yourself, the Bucks blew out the Suns in Game 3, everybody shot poorly, and then an NBA Finals historic feat has to happen, the percentage of the Suns versus the defense they put out and coupled with 47 minutes and then creeping up to 48 of a covered the spread and the game outing, it's an anomaly. It's a one-off. As long as the Suns don't go from believing in Santa Claus to not type of a faith drop-off. Monty Williams said the right thing already. I'm a big Pacino any given Sunday speech builds you up type dude. They have the leader of men they need in Monty. Look, last time they dropped two straight, I just said it to you. Nine in a row. Literally. And I love Chris Paul coming back motivated, dialed in, back at home. Again, the numbers even better when he plays at home all playoffs. I'm taking the Suns and Chris Paul player prop, and I'm getting even money, and I'm getting out of here with a 2-0, baby. Onto the prop shop. If you've been watching the NBA playoffs from the sidelines, now is the perfect time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. Because during the conference finals, new users get 30-1 odds on any team to win their next game. That means you can win $150. There are even more ways to win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great pricing, exclusive always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day, plus different deposit options so you know your dollars are safe. And getting your money is a layup. You'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. Just sign up with promo code Monaco to bet the NBA Conference Finals with 30-1 odds. Once again, that's promo code Monaco to unlock 30-1 odds on any playoff team to win their next game, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in New Jersey and Indianapolis. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required, $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Indianapolis, or 1-800-GAMBLER, New Jersey. All right, I couldn't believe my eyes. We're going right to Japan. I'm talking Olympic basketball, people. Prop shop, bear with me. It's going to seem like a layup, but you have to understand we're getting way better odds. Just a New York minute ago, USA to win gold was minus 700. They lose by a bucket to Nigeria. They lose on a fluke game to Australia. Sorry, call it what you will. All of a sudden, they're back down to minus 370. I have no choice but to fire. I'm taking Team USA on my way out to the weekend at minus 370, putting 370 down to win 100 bucks and taking my lady to the movies. The quarantine movies. Let's not outthink the room. We have Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Dame Lillard, Zach LaVine, Bam, Draymond, Jeremy Grant, Kevin Love. We have after the finals conclude, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, and Middleton joining this team. We're scared about Joe Ingles and Patty Mills with a side of Della Vadova and Matisse with Dante Exum. People, that was a fluke Australia win. Let's not forget a key stat here. A, that was an exhibition. B, the Australians are 0-8 all time against the United States in the Olympics. Patty Mills had 6 threes, 22 points. That ain't happening again during real non-exhibition defense. Let's also not forget USA after getting embarrassed, went out and put up 108 and only gave up 80 against the ageless wonder, Luis Scola, and Argentina, in which five guys, as opposed to two in the loss to Australia, hit double digits. And that's the Popovich way. Let's play Spurs basketball, not get scared by a Jazz role player and a veteran. Yes, albeit always plays above his pay grade in Olympic International FIBA play, Patty Mills, be the reason that Kevin Durant, Tatum, and Damian Lillard get beat. Honestly, this is the biggest lock of all time. There's no way we don't win gold. Look at the board. It's minus 370. And then we got, on FanDuel, Australia plus 500. Spain's plus 1400. France plus 2,300. There's no one even close except for Australia. I'm telling you. If Joe Ingles and Patty Mills beat Team USA, I'll lose my Jewish-Italian fro. I will trim it down to where I am a true 5'10 as opposed to 5'11. I'll trim it an inch. Let's not overreact. Just like Coward said on his yesterday monologue. One game in the NBA Finals, the reporters, the journalists, the talk makers, they're all over the Suns. It's a make-or-miss league. International basketball? Come on, baby. They've only had a few practices out in Vegas. Come on. Look, I'm taking Team USA. I don't care how you spin it. We're spanking the competition, internationally speaking. And we're coming home with gold. That's it for me. Hope you enjoyed the live stream yesterday. 9-9, you can't get much more entertaining than that after starting 5-0. Disgusting beats all over the board. We slept in a fetal position. Just kidding. We didn't sleep. We'd appreciate a rate, review, subscribe, all of the above, anything volume sports. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to Brums on the ones and twos. You have yourself a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to hug your mothers. Always crack that bev on a Friday. And ta-ta, real smooth. Volume.